Let's hear it loud and proud, Sunny Coast, for Ellie Gagsini!
Oh my God, hi guys! Oh my goodness, it is good to be here. Hey, if the next 5 minutes is awful, at least we can all agree that we've made it to the first event of 2020 that hasn't been cancelled. How good! You guys are all, you've actually got clothes on to drink your drinks. I haven't done that in 4 months. It's crazy. I actually whipped out my like nose hair trimmer for this occasion. It's a big deal. And you know what? There's no puzzles here. I haven't been in a room without a puzzle for like 4 months. Ask my housemates. It's been insane. Oh, thanks, Vex. Thanks for that. Oh, no, he's on the phone. No, I am a little bit nervous to be here tonight, as I'm sure you can all tell, because I haven't shut up about it. And you know how they say, like, when you're nervous, just picture the audience naked. I thought, that's a good idea. But then I remembered that Bex was in the audience. And I thought, to be honest, I'd probably rather just be nervous. Not to mention the fact that I've been in lockdown with these four girls for the past 4 months. So if I see a naked man in front of me, I might die. No, I've always been a little bit of a nervous person. I actually got diagnosed with performance anxiety when I was younger, which basically meant that I would just vomit all the time. So, like, I'd have a game of basketball and vomit, or, like, an athletics meet and vomit, or netball games, which actually turns out to be quite a good defence tactic in netball. Because, like, hold on, let me show you what it's like. You, like, go to defend, right, and just go bleh. And you vomit on them, so it works really well. I wasn't actually sure whether to talk about the performance anxiety thing because I was like, maybe you guys won't get it. Like, you won't really know what it's like to have performance issues. And then I remembered Bex is in the audience. Am I right, Lisa? Hey? Yeah? Come a little... No? No? Okay, too far. I shouldn't be mean to Bex. He's a good dude. We celebrated our 100th show together the other day, so that was a bit fun. Stop. Oh my God, I can say anything and get a clap. This comedy thing's great. So our bosses did a bit of research for all the listeners and they had to kind of describe us, use words to describe us as people, and then all the results get collated together and put on a little collage, right? So I just actually brought the collages along tonight with me to just show you what you guys, the listeners, are saying about us. So this one's mine. Now, the more an answer is said, the bigger it gets on the collage, right? So here's mine. You guys think I'm funny, which bodes really well for me tonight. Thank you very much. Got a good personality. I'm good, apparently. Informative. All good stuff, right? Then I just want to show you what the most common answer for Bex was. So the answer that the most people said about Bex was, she's great. No, I'm glad that you think that I'm funny because that, like I said, bodes well tonight. But I think that that comes from the fact that I grew up as a chubby kid. Like, I was a bit of a tubster. But I also didn't really realise that I was on the chubby side because my mum hid it from me really well. Tactic number one was she said I wasn't allowed to eat meat pies at school because my school uniform got too messy. And I was like, okay, fair enough. But then my school uniform was brown. Meat pies are also brown, like it camouflages. And then tactic number two, she was like, oh, Ellie, why don't you take up swimming? And then that way you can make some new friends. She enrolled me in private lessons. You can't make friends in a private lesson, especially in swimming. Your head's in the water the whole time. But it wasn't until like Christmas Day that my grandma pulled me aside. And my grandma's one of those people who is as subtle as a fart in a library, right? Like, she just has no tact. She said to me, Ellie, are you sure that you need that second lemon meringue pie? And it was at that point that I was like, do you know what? Maybe you are supposed to be able to see your feet in the shower as a 10-year-old. Like, maybe that's a thing. And so now I'm skinny. So it worked out really well. Thanks, Nana. All right, that's all I've got. Thank you, everybody. I didn't vomit. I didn't vomit.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ellie